Shalom, everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim and a Freilichen Zos Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah. Hope everybody had a meaningful, enjoyable, uplifting, and inspiring Chanukah with their families and communities. Wonderful to be back learning together. This is today part 7. Yes, that's part 7 of Perek Yizkas, chapter 18, our longest reigning Perek chapter so far. And it's a big chapter, but worthwhile. I'm going to break it up into parts again and sections that I want to discuss today. The next section, flipping Lama Aleph through Lama Ches, because it's really thematic again. Reviewing, we're talking about David HaMelech's praise and thanks to Hashem for all of the wars, all of the battles and challenges that he has conquered in his life. I want to also mention that today's learning is dedicated to Chanadina Bas Fega Gola. She should have a refuah shlema, Chanadina Bas Fega Golda Besoch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. Hopefully we should hear good news. She should have a refuah shlema. Thank you for the dedication. Pesukim Lamed Aleph through Lamed Ches, 31 through 38. We're talking about a series of pesukim where David HaMelech is giving thanks and praise to Hashem specifically for the protection that Hashem provided and support in the wars and challenges that he had. And I want to try to highlight today something which David HaMelech here does, which is important because we mentioned it in the past only in passing, but the idea, the concept really is important in terms of learning through Tehillim and some of the themes that we'll see. One of the themes we'll see is that David HaMelech will draw from his own thoughts earlier in his life, and he'll draw from Pesukim in the Chumash. The words will be similar, and as many Mefarshim do, we'll try to find parallels between the earlier mentions of the Pesukim or the words and his mentions in Tehillim. I want to highlight two examples of that today. So let's look at Pasuk Lamed Aleph together. Ha'el tamim darko imrath Hashem srufa magin hu l'chol achosim bo. God is perfect, he's tamim, he's perfect. Hashem's promises or pledges to us are spotless or flawless, and he's a magin, a shield, for all those who take refuge or escape in him. That's the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Yudches, pasuk Lamed Aleph. If we look at Mishlei, Sefer Mishlei, Proverbs, chapter 30, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Hey. Listen to what it says there. Written by, again, Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, David's son. Kol imras Elohat Serufa, magin hu lachosim bo. Everything Hashem says is tsaruf, similar language, is perfect or flawless, and he is a shield for those who take refuge in him. Very almost identical pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Lamed, pasuk K. Of course, this is not my ha'ara. Both focus on the finest, like a tzaruf, like a gold or a silver that's refined. Hashem's word and his protection is flawless. Rabbeinu Yonah points out that this is not a coincidence that we find in Tehillim by David HaMelech, we find in Mishlei by Shlomo HaMelech this idea, this phrase, because he suggests that sometimes themes are repeated in the Svarim or redundant in the Svarim because they learn certain things together, and actually to highlight the beauty of the Mesorah. The David HaMelech gave over to Shlomo HaMelech a Mesorah, not just, of course, of Torah mitzvot, but also of themes and perspectives as a leader in Klal Yisrael, what it means to be a Melech. And part of that was studying together those concepts and themes. So it's not unusual, it shouldn't be surprising to us to see a pasuk almost verbatim in Mishlei that we find in Tehillim because they studied that together. And the theme they studied together was that, again, Hashem trusts, man trusts in God, and God protects them for those who are willing to put their difficulties on Hashem. He will protect them and give them refuge. A beautiful example of how we see words being used more than one time in Tanakh in different Svarim, and how they can connect here. But Yonah says the connection is that we have a chavrusa between father and son, living concepts about life and what it means to lead Klal Yisrael. That's one example for today of repetitive themes and words. The second example is in Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Ha'el ha-me'azreini chayu. It's Hashem who, ma'azir is like girds. We just finished saying Perek Lamed, chapter 30 of Tehillim, in honor of Chanukah. And at the end of the Perek, what do we say? I'm trying to remember what we say. It's a already since this morning. Bate Azrini Simcha, Hashem girded me with joy. You know, Bate Azrini, he girded or clothed me with a certain midah, a certain quality. So here we have the same idea here as well. Ha'el ham Azrini Chayil, Hashem girds me with Chayil, with strength, with fortitude. Vayitin Tamim Darki, and he kept my ways, my direction perfect. In other words, I'm not perfect on my own, David says. Hashem kept me in line, kept me that way. But we find in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chabez, Paskmen, that's Shmuel, book 2, the 22nd chapter, Pasuk Mem, almost the exact same phrase, but the difference there is Vatazrini Chayil. In other words, it's not Vatazrini with an Aleph, there's no Aleph there. And it's not just myself or the Mefarshim, but the Gemara itself, Chazal themselves, trying to figure out why we have, again, a repeating phrase, which is important to understand why it's repeated in Shmuel Beis and in Tehillim, but why the letter is changed, why no Aleph and what. So Rabbi Avahu, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin Amun Aleph, 47a, writes, Rabbi Avahu Rami, he brought these two psukim as a contradiction in terms. Ksiv vatazrini lemelchama, right, you vatazrini, I'm not going to translate that right now, uksiv hameazrini chayil. And here it says hameazrini with an aleph. Why the same word, the same idea of chayil, but one has an aleph, one doesn't? And so the answer of the Gemara is going to basically say, David HaMelech is expressing two different things. Amar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, David, I'm sorry, said before Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, God, the Mighty in Heaven, Zrisani, Vizarizitani. The Gemara says, Chazal understand that David HaMelech was saying the word Zera, like a seed. In other words, you refined my seed, you gave me the best genes, I'd put it that way, you gave me the best genes, you know, strong chayo, strong genes, that Hazreni, and therefore, since you gave me such good genes, you refined me from birth, that gave me the koach, vatazreni chayil, to win, to be victorious in war. It's all a lifelong path. The beauty of this Gemara, the Chazal are understanding, these two psukim connected, even though they're spelled differently, is that it's connecting two parts of David's life. He's saying, I recognize the victories that I have in war, and all my success, and conquering all these armies is not just something I gained over time. You, God, set it up from the way beginning. You gave me good genes, good genetics. That's Hazrini. The Zera that you gave me was great, was perfect. And that's what helped me. Of course, I practiced and I built up strength, but ultimately, you set me up for this leadership, for this strength in the beginning of my life by giving me good genes, good DNA. That's all the gifts Hashem gives us. When we're born, really are used sometimes many years later. We can look back on our lives and recognize that, now I get it. Hashem from the beginning gave me all these qualities to be able to succeed in all the things that I'm trying to accomplish, that I'm trying to do. That's the idea of this process Lamed Gimel. Again, our goal for today was to figure out and to show the idea that we have repeating words or phrases in Tanakh. Sometimes the first one, Lamed Aleph, by the same exact author, and that's David himself, David and Shlomo, I should say, I'm sorry, father and son, that the son will repeat what the father has taught him. That's the Masilra. And sometimes it's the exact same author, the exact same person. We have to understand why they choose to repeat the phrase and what the meaning significance of repetition is in that case. Anyway, wishing all of you, again, a Freilich and Zos Chanukah, a wonderful, meaningful day, last couple of hours of Chanukah, and Mirz Hashem, we'll hopefully continue with Perek Yud Chas, Chapter 18, next week. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.